Opposition leader calls for 37-year jail term for pornography offenders. And floods kill at least 25 people in northeastern Nigeria. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamunu. The Zambia Land Alliance has raised concern over Section 57A of the proposed Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill of 2025, calling for its refinement to ensure alignment with the principles of fair justice enshrined in the Zambian Constitution. Alliance Executive Director Patrick Musole noted that while the bill is well intended, certain provisions, particularly under Section 57A, pose risks that could undermine its objective of addressing land disputes and curbing fraudulent land acquisitions. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Musole said that the bill contains vulnerabilities such as the unilateral authority granted to the chief registrar, which carries a high risk of corruption, bias and political interference. He further pointed out that the notification mechanism in the current proposal are inadequate, warning that if this is not addressed, affected parties could be marginalized as they may not be properly informed of proceedings that affect their land rights. Mr. Musole also raised concern over the appeal process, which allow applicants to challenge the chief registrar's decision through a government minister. Ministers are politicians, and allowing appeals to them introduces a risk of political bias, which may compromise the independence and fairness of the review process, said Mr. Musole.
Rather than throwing this bill away, we have proposed solutions to address the concerns that we have highlighted, such as strengthening the institutional integrity, improving notification and participation, then safeguarding due diligence process, ensuring decentralization and transparency. And we feel that if these areas are addressed, we will end up with a piece of law that can help deal with the illegal land allocation and the lots of illegal titles that we have in this country.
The Agricultural Institute of Zambia has expressed concern over the proposed Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill 2025 currently under review, which seeks to empower the chief registrar to cancel certificates of title in cases involving fraud, error or legal violations. AIZ President Kavanga Yambayamba emphasized the need to safeguard land tenure security as a foundation of sustainable agricultural investment. Mr. Yambayamba cautioned that if not carefully implemented, the amendment could inadvertently threaten agricultural productivity and rural livelihoods. Government is urged to ensure a transparent legislative process that includes independent oversight to prevent potential misuse of the proposed powers, said Mr. Yambayamba. He recommended that appeals related to land title cancellations be handled by an independent tribunal or judicial body rather than solely by the office of the chief registrar. Mr. Yambayamba also called on the Ministry of Lands to take broad-based public sensitization campaigns, particularly targeting rural landowners who may be most affected by the changes. He reiterated the institution's commitment to supporting policy and legal reforms that improve land governance and promote responsible agricultural development. Opposition Leadership Movement President Richard Sulumbe has proposed that individuals found producing or circulating pornographic content in Zambia should be sentenced to 37 years in prison. Dr. Sulumbe said such stiff punishment would help promote a morally upright society. He said this when he featured on Radio Christian Voice Chat Park program on the topic National Matters. It is sad to learn that people found with pornographic material are only warned and cautioned by the police, said Dr. Sulumbe. He argued that warnings and cautions do not deter offenders from engaging in immoral acts. Dr. Sulumbe further warned that the country will continue to experience moral decay if stronger laws are not enforced to protect societal values.
All children, no matter how good the background would be, they would be influenced and there will be moral erosion out there. So we need a system that puts immoral aspects at bay by legislation. You know, when you legislate laws, then you are going to see a society that moderates itself and the family values will be reinforced. Because you can bring up children, but how are they destroyed? They are destroyed by so many things. They go on social media, they'll see pornographic materials, they'll see all kinds of things.
Agriculture expert Edifier Hamogale has commended the over 16 million kwacha compensation awarded to farmers affected by water pollution caused by acid spillages from Sinometus and Rongjing mining. Dr. Hamugale says the funds will allow farmers to drill boreholes for clean water, which will support household use, crop irrigation and livestock care. Dr. Hamugale's remarks follow Copperbelt Minister Elisha Matambo's announcement that approximately 449 farmers affected by Sinometus spillages will receive compensation, and in addition, 214 farmers impacted by pollution from Rongjing Mining Limited will also be compensated for damage to their fish, goats and other livestock. He has since urged beneficiaries to use the funds responsibly, emphasizing that the compensation is intended to help secure alternative water sources and other agriculture-related sources and not to cover day-to-day cost of living. Dr. Hamugale has advised farmers to invest the money wisely to restore access to clean and reliable water for their agricultural needs.
So that support is welcome because the farmers can sink boreholes to be able to have fresh water supply for irrigation and for their livestock and also for their home use. So I know that over time, the acid will subsidize because the water is always flowing past. But for now, it's a very necessary intervention and we really appreciate that decision. Because that support is compensation. Yeah, so that money is meant to find alternative sources of water, such as underground. It's not meant to meet everyday cost of living.
In African news, parts of northeastern Nigeria are now underwater after a heavy deluge triggered flash flooding across Adamawa State. The flooding began Sunday in five communities around Yola, sweeping away homes and livelihoods. At least 25 people have died and 11 more remain missing. The disaster has displaced 5,560 residents, prompting the government to establish a camp for the displaced and distribute basic necessities such as food, water and shelter. Flooding is a reoccurring danger during Nigeria's wet season. In recent years, prolonged dry spells due to climate change have intensified rainfall, resulting in sudden and severe floods during even brief wet periods. Coming up shortly, Japan earthquake triggers tsunami warnings across Pacific. This and for more, stay tuned.
The first case of HIV in Zambia was reported in 1984, and since then, HIV has continued to spread in the country. And today, Zambia is amongst the countries hardest hit by the HIV and AIDS pandemic. HIV and AIDS shortens life, spoils plans, destroys families, kills adults, young people, as well as babies. About 15.6% of Zambians aged between 15 and 49 are infected with HIV. Plan for your future. Avoid HIV infection.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Japan's Meteorological Agency has issued a tsunami alert along the Pacific coast after detecting waves as tall as 40 centimeters at 16 locations stretching from Hokkaido town to just northeast of Tokyo. Authorities warned that larger waves may follow and urged coastal residents to remain cautious. Warnings are now in place for coastal regions from Alaska and Hawaii all the way to New Zealand. In the United States, the National